Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Coslow. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dave Coslow. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Mock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Borowy covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Coslow covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson bunts towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Pafko moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Pavko moves to third. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy strikes out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall scores. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Livingston is walked intentionally. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 0-for-1 in the game. Coslow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowry. Coslow reaches second base with a double. Gordon scores. Livingston goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Giants. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coslow scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Dutch McCall now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rigney. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Rigney steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 6 to nothing, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball towards left. Lowry catches it and throws to Skins, who relays to Waitkus to double up Mize. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 1 in the game. Mock hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern pinch hits for Dutch McCall. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Skeffing moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0 for 2 in the game. Skins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeffing scores. Mattern moves to third. It's 6-2, Giants. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Livingston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Skins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Coslow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Jeffcoat moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. Nicholson moves to second. It's 6-3, Giants. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Lowry moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Giants. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires to first and picks off Skeffing. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobernik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Jess Dobernik. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler pinch runs for Rube Walker. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culler moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Culler scores. Skins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Giants. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Skins moves to third. Wade Kuz moves to second. Bobo Newsom now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Skins scores. Wade Kuz moves to third. Jeff Coat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Giants. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wade Kuz scores. Jeff Coat moves to third. Pafko moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Giants, 7, Cubs, 7. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsom covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Schmidt's now pitching. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Marshall moves to second. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Livingston is walked intentionally. Les Layton pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-3 in the game. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Skins hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. There goes Rigney. The throw from Skeffing to second, and Rigney is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 4 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gordon. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Waitkus moves to third. Pafko moves to second. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Livingston can't make a play. That's a base hit. Waitkus scores. Pafko moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.